And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Remember the 1962 song Music Man? Especially the lyrics of the song You Got Trouble? You got trouble, my friend, right here in River City. Well, friends, 50 years later, I'm prepared to say that you got trouble right here in Cobourg and other small towns, too. Now, in the movie, the trouble was at the pool hall, but here I see it at City Hall. In the song, Robert Preston sings, it starts with a P and it stands for pool. But here I say it starts with S and it stands for shadow, as in the shadow government, the senior staff and consultants who significantly impact the affairs of our community. Unfortunately, far too often, the shadow government actually drives the process, controls public engagement, and influences decision-making. In short, they run the show. And when they do, you got trouble. Because they select the consultants, they overwhelm counselors with information, they collude to truncate the process, and they do everything to avoid public scrutiny. And when scrutinized, they respond with the arrogant attitude that they know best. Canada's Auditor General, Michael Ferguson, recently said, and I quote, the public service needs to champion a long-term perspective, end quote, which is really a long-term responsibility to the citizens, not the politicians. And yet, locally, it's exactly the opposite. Senior staff bending to the political expediency and away from their responsibility to the long-term well-being of the community and to champion the citizens. In Cobourg, this blatant disregard, disrespect, and disengagement by senior staff is in fact a classic case of collusion. And nowhere is it more obvious than in the secretive, autocratic manipulation of what is soon to become Cobourg's waterfront plan. This is a transgenerational project that is being pushed through because of petty administrative timelines and the subjective opinions of, guess who, shadowy public servants like Dean Hustwick, Director of Recreation and Culture. But he's not alone. Glenn McGlashan was irresponsible with the planning process for New Amherst and 394 College Street. This is why you got trouble right here in City Hall. Nothing is more important to Cobourg than the incredible natural gift of its waterfront. And yet, its long-term future now lies in the hands of a few people, Dean Hustwick, Mayor Brockeneer, and other politicians who want closure, dismissing citizens' groups as nothing more than a small bunch of agitators. So what are they doing? They're holding secret meetings, changing report terminology, manipulating agendas, and who knows what else, to push the plan through now. Nothing of this magnitude, no matter how long in the planning, how much public engagement the staff thinks is enough, how much expertise has been applied, how many of the 83 recommendations are right, nothing should be approved if just one recommendation, one key element of the plan, is still open to question by just one citizen group, let alone several. Public engagement and public confidence must never be undermined for the sake of expediency. This is a generational decision-making process that must be open, transparent, accountable, and not considered complete until all citizens have all had their say. It should never, in the end, be left to the subjective opinion or so-called expertise of a few members of the shadow government. Never. Think about it and shine a light on the shadow government.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.